Something very vital or something very short. Still on what I've been teaching us. Hallelujah. Still on what I've been teaching us yesterday night, this morning, this afternoon, into this evening. But I would like to just give it another title. When the Spirit gets to move. Hallelujah. When the Spirit gets to move. Glory to God. I know we have a teaching on that. Right? When the Spirit gets to move. So that's really up to you as you got that. Hallelujah. So, Acts of Apostles chapter 2 quickly. Acts of Apostles chapter 2. I don't start it off. Hallelujah. That is 14. But Peter started up with 11. Lifted up his voice and said to them, "Ye men of Judea, and all that dwell in Jerusalem, let it be known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken as they suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days." Hallelujah. So he said, it shall come to pass in the last days. It will be events that will happen in his day, right? I would say the last day there is a Moses' word, right? It's a concept you'll find in Moses' writing. Last days. I would say, and Moses will use 7 days, and the last day will be the Lord's day, right? So we said, in the Lord's day, an activity you will find will be that which you see in Acts 2 from verse 1 to 5, right? They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. We call it baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And was that the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Is to take of what you have available to you. Acts 1:8. You shall receive power. Receive there is the word lambano. So take of what you have readily available. Hallelujah. Because in the new birth, what we receive is the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In the Lord's day, what we have is the Spirit of God. Glory to God. That's what we have. We have the Spirit of God. So we take up the Spirit within upon. Quickly. Let me quickly tell us, before we get into when the Spirit gets to move himself, what is the effect? I thought to say this first. Because I know when we get into the teaching itself, is the Holy Ghost within in spirit. Hallelujah. And I know we're going to have encounters tonight. Hallelujah. But so that we don't lose it. What is the... First of all, why do we have the Holy Ghost? I love a song that goes this way. Thank you, oh my Father, for giving us your Son and giving your Spirit in your walk on earth is done. Hallelujah. So what is the walk of, or why do we have the Holy Ghost? Why do we have the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah. Why do we have the Holy Ghost? Genesis 1:2. God starts in heaven and earth, all through the earth. So we saw the earth without the heaven. Hallelujah. So why did God give himself? He said, and the Spirit of God moved over the surface of the deep, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there was light. Glory to God. Let there be light. Meaning, he called himself and the solution. Hallelujah. So that means the regiving of the Holy Ghost is God in his work through us. The giving of the Holy Ghost is God continuing his work in the earth through man. Hallelujah. I said to us, God will always use what is readily available. Man. Hallelujah. God will use man to reach man. Oh my God, that has been God's pattern. In John 20, verse 22, in the 23, he said, when he said these things to them, he breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. In answer, whosoever sins, ye forgive are forgiven. And whosoever ye repent and repent. Now he's talking about the forgiveness of sins. Earlier on, which is this afternoon and this morning, we saw that when it comes to forgiveness of sins, it's God that forgives sins. We saw that, right? Right? In Exodus chapter 37, it's God that forgives sins. In Numbers chapter 14, from verse 18 to 21, it's specifically verses 20, Moses said, pardon, O Lord, and God said, I will pardon. So God forgives sins. But yet, in the resurrection, Jesus will say to his disciples, whosoever sins you forgive. It's the same fact that God will carry out himself. Hallelujah. Telling you that in the preaching of the gospel, God is carrying out his acts through us. So when a man believes the gospel, he sees our giving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. His acts are forgiving him. Amen. Amen. So we have the Spirit of God to carry out God's acts in the earth. To carry out God's acts in the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the Lord's Day, that is in the, is that eternal life? Hallelujah. Amen. In the Lord's Day, is that salvation? Glory to God. Okay, following me. Now, in the Lord's Day, God carries out his task through us. So that's why I say you shall do no work. Meaning that it is not your work, it is God's work, but you are God's vessel through which he carries out his task. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Therefore, why don't we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Why don't we step on what we have within our power? Let's see all the resultant effect of this. I know I mentioned it to us earlier this morning, but I only read from Acts, right? Acts 2 rather. Let's see Acts 2, 41. Now, after this experience, look at what happened in verse 41. And they that gladly received this word were baptized, and the same day were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Did you see that? So the things of the Spirit is towards God's tax in the earth. Like I said to us, it's not towards our own self and gladiousness. It's not towards, it's not for our own selfish purpose. It's towards God's tax in all of the earth. Hallelujah. So, something else you see in that Acts 2 is the fact that Peter stood up. Peter stood up. Peter, before now, before Jesus taught them, and before his experience, before Jesus taught, before his experience, they went into hiding. Hallelujah. But now, boldness has come. They had the Holy Ghost with them. Boldness has come. Hallelujah. We're going to see that shortly. Boldness has come towards God's path in the earth. You see that? So, when we have this kind of experience, what is the effect? So that you don't lose why you are having the experience. Hallelujah. It brings boldness for the world. It brings boldness for God's path in all of the earth. Hallelujah. In Acts of Apostles chapter 4, they're just stressing them. Never should we hear you preach the gospel again. Never should we hear you preach again. They told them, let us know we hear deep from your mouth. It's touching them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verses 28. Acts 4:28. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, sorry, 23. And then let go. Hallelujah. When they allow them to go, they went to their company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard it, they lifted up their voice to God in one accord and said, Lord, thou art God. So they began to pray. Now, when they prayed, in the midst of their prayer, they now had the Holy Ghost meeting. They had a Holy Ghost meeting. Similar to the same meeting that they received, or the same experience they had in Acts 2. They had another one from a prayer meeting. Did you see that? From a prayer meeting, I'm going to show you something we'll get to when the Spirit gets to moving. Hallelujah. I'm just getting into it. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory, glory, glory. Look at verses 29. It said, and now behold their threatening, and God of Jerusalem, that would all put them and speak the word, but sent from their hand to heal, and the signs and wonders were done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. When they prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaking. So they had the same experience. Rushing mighty wind, the same experience. And they were what? They were what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they did what? They spoke the word of God with boldness. Did you see that? With boldness. Did they go back to watch Asna match with boldness? Reduce your voice. We lost four. Amen. What's reduce your voice? Release the daughter of the Philippians. Rejoice. Tell it not in God. Proclaim it not in the street of Ascalon. Yeah. You know, when you carry last in class, you will be careful how you laugh at another person. But when they remember your kiss, you will be like, when I remember. So yes, before I came here with peace, or that, I have my meeting. Amen. Glory to God. So let's continue. In peace. Amen. So, they didn't have boldness to go and watch us now much. If London is going to fall, we must crumble together. One will not crumble, the other one will be left. Everything must fall. Let no London have fallen. Amen. No, they had boldness to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. They had boldness towards God's word, towards God's perseverance. Did you see that? They had boldness. Look at what happened again. The next verse. It says, and the multitude of them that believed were in one heart and one soul. Never said any of them. So, you know, verse 32 says, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and great grace of, upon them all. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So we find that they had increased, but something else is that they were bold with the gospel. Hallelujah. Amen. When you see a believer who is scared, when you go and do evangelism, you are scared. You are not thinking of what you have within yourself. You are scared. You see somebody to preach to, somebody like this thing, as big as he is, your liver is cooking. You are saying, no, let me look for Munachi, come. See, if I come to you, you see the blocks on the street, the ones with and the ones without, and you leave them. You go to meet Batu, come. Sorry, Samson, come. The word of God. You are not exercising your boldness on him. Somebody that is senior times four of his age. No! Hallelujah! They spoke the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. Show us something yesterday. Jesus was filled with boldness, was filled with the Spirit, and spoke to the elders. These were a bit young people, younger ones, and they spoke with such boldness. Hallelujah. They spoke with such boldness. Look at when you get to Acts 3. This same Peter, after Acts 3, explained, look at Acts 3. And Peter got there, he saw the guy at the gate called beautiful. Look at what he said. He said, fasten your eyes on him. Look at what silver and gold are going on. Peter, did you see that? Amen. So that means, after the Holy Ghost meeting, we are full of joy, full of boldness to do the work of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We are full of boldness to do the work of God. In this name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Amen. Amen. Let's see another place where they have the Holy Ghost witness. Okay. This is not an Holy Ghost meeting, but they have the Spirit come upon them in Acts 10, verse 44. Peter was speaking, and verse 44 said, and the Spirit fell on them that heard the word. And look at verse, the Spirit fell on them, right? Verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Did you see that? They heard them speak, so there's an activity to speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just what you see, there's an activity there. But that's not what we're looking at. Look at Acts 13. Here they had the Holy Ghost with them. Know the God? Amen. The two and the minister of the Lord and pastor, the Holy Ghost said. So someone spoke by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In the Holy Ghost meeting, we quote some of the activities you can have if speaking by the Spirit. Hallelujah. So, by the Holy Ghost, someone gave a word that separated them in Barnabas and Paul for the work for it has called them. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed to where? Seleucia. They didn't go to watch Asma and Manubor. They went to do the work of ministry. Hallelujah. Did you see that? So there's always that go forth. There's always that go forth with boldness for the work of ministry. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. So I want to settle that in your heart. Now let's get to when the Spirit gets you moving. When the Spirit gets you moving. Hallelujah. Okay, let me show you one more. In 1 Kings, let's see something in 1 Kings, chapter 18. Yes, Elijah. Verses 45. He was praying for there to be rain again. And he said, and it came to pass, while the heaven was black with clouds and a wind, and there was great rain, and Ahab rose and went to Jezreel. Now, Ahab was on a horse. I heard this from Kenneth Hagin. Papa Hagin. I heard this from him. He said, in their war, the king had the best horse. Hallelujah. So Ahab was riding on the best horse and was going to Jesus. Right? Hallelujah. But look at this verse 46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. Do you see that? The hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gridded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Did you see that? He ran. The hand of the Lord was upon him. Hallelujah. The hand of the Lord was upon him. Who the fight of God with the Spirit upon? Hallelujah. Was upon him. There was an activity. Hallelujah. Can you see that? There was an activity. And that passed us towards God's work or God's word. Hallelujah. But he ran. Boldness, strength from within. Hallelujah. Okay, follow it. Glory, glory, glory. Let's get back to Acts of Apostles, chapter 2. Now, yesterday, we saw that when he said suddenly, it's actually not suddenly. When you mean suddenly, this just happened and they were unaware. No, they were unaware. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we say the moving of the Spirit, what does it mean? When you say the Spirit moved, what does it mean? Hallelujah. What does it mean? When you say, well, someone is full of the Holy Ghost. What does it mean to be full of the Holy Ghost? We say we're full of the Holy Ghost, we'll be feeling activities, right? That activity, you have activities at that point. They say that one is full. You know, look at how Paul would put it in Ephesians. And someone will say, no, it was a Pentecost experience, they didn't have it again. They did. Hallelujah, they did. I showed you Acts 4. They had similar experience. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The place was shaking. Rushing mighty wind. We're going to explain those two experiences. That is the move of the Holy Ghost. Over here, me. Rushing mighty wind. The place was shaking. That is the move of the Holy Ghost. And it is recorded that they were filled. Hallelujah. That is the move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will move here tonight. You will move here tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. The Holy Ghost fire is moving just like a magnet. The Holy Ghost fire is moving just like a magnet. Moving on, moving on. Just like the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. What a song I learned growing up. Sunday school? No, exactly Sunday school. No, I was Sunday school. That was charismatic ministry. Charismatic ministry in the Roman Catholic Church. Amen. I attended their meetings just as a young guy, very young. I was like, I don't know if it's just one. I'm from school. I don't know, I'm going for that. I was learning that song. And those people, I didn't know, but I knew that there was something about it. When they begin to sing that song, someone begin to shout. What is happening here? So we go, our children, they'll take us back that demon will not enter us. But we learned the song very either ways. Amen. Amen. Still in promise, I guess, promise. So pray. Glory to God. Amen. It's moving on, just like the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You say you don't know the, you don't know the key. You know the keys by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Anything is possible under the power. Glory to God. So he said, don't you have it once? He said, just one time experience. No! They had it in Acts 4. Hallelujah. The place was shaking. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Filled with the Holy Ghost. In Acts of Apostles chapter 8, the Bible says the Spirit was not yet falling on any of them in Samaria. They sent Peter and John to go down to Samaria. They go to Samaria, they laid hands on them, and the Holy Ghost said, Peter, I mean, sorry, what name was this guy? Simeon saw something. Hallelujah. Simeon saw something. What did he do? The Bible says in verse 6, he offered Peter money. Because there was something to be seen. He saw something. Hallelujah. He said, he offered money, seeing that by the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost fell. That is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost fell. So something was seen. An activity was seen. Hallelujah. And he tagged the Holy Ghost fell. You know what I mean, that Holy Ghost fell? You just lay hands on people like this, bam, and something happens. The Holy Ghost has fallen. You know that? Ha 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 ha. Amen. Lay hands on people. Something has happened. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. In Ephesians chapter 5, quickly. In Ephesians 5. Verses 18. Paul says, he says, and be not drunk with wine. What is effort? But be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine. What is effort? But be filled with the Spirit. That word there in the Greek is be being filled. It's a continual flow. So it's an instruction. So it's not a one-time instruction. You say, no, say be not drunk with wine. What is effort? You know how people who are drunk with wine, they eat, right? Say don't be drunk with wine that way. Say, but being filled. Be being filled. A continual process. Meaning I can help myself being filled with the Holy Ghost every day. Hallelujah. He said, be continually filled with the, is an instruction for you to be being filled every day. All the time. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians, he will say, folks of the Spirit. Be being filled. Be being filled. Be being filled. A therefore means, if there is an instruction to the believer, it therefore means the believer can initiate it. Can initiate the move of the Spirit. The believer can initiate the move of the Spirit. Because that instruction to the believer. I can initiate the move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I can initiate it. There's always a first-time responder. But we're going to get to that soon. Hallelujah. Amen. I can initiate the move on this radio right now. I can initiate it. You can initiate it. Hallelujah. Among believers, you guys are just talking and then just talk and then you can initiate the move of the Spirit. Learn to do that always. What is it that you guys are talking and you're talking? Just initiate it. I'll teach you tonight. You don't initiate the move of the Spirit. Then just initiate it. Hallelujah. Just initiate it. Glory to God. Just initiate it. Amen. I can initiate it. Hallelujah. The move of the Spirit. The move of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Where is the Spirit of God in the believer? Jesus said something to them. He said, you will receive of the Spirit. You will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You take of power with him. Hallelujah. You take of the Spirit. So, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not the Spirit coming from the sky. No. It's you taking from what you have within of God. That's why you say that guy is on, that guy is drunk. Hallelujah. This guy is drunk. He's on wine, he's on strong wine, he's on strong alcohol, he's on strong liquor. Why? Because there's an activity. Right? He's on strong liquor because there's an activity. It's not that liquor was lying all around and then he's just entering. No! He is an activity, right, that he's seen. And many times he's like, not this man. He's like, oh, amen. But you know, Paul says, no, not that kind. But you can be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be being filled with the Holy Ghost. With the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So where would you find it? In activities also. In activities also. You'll find the being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's activity. And when that activity is taking place, it will be said, the Holy Ghost is moving. Hallelujah. Are you following me? The Holy Ghost is moving. So, when you say the move of the Holy Ghost, the moving of the Holy Ghost will be found through men. Hallelujah. So, the Holy Ghost is moving, it's men that is moving. But that action there is that they are taking up the Spirit within a power. Hallelujah. Within a power. And it will be in activities. It will be in activities. What's up? In Acts 2. Let's see something here. In Acts 2. They had activities. And look at verses 4. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So you find utterance. Among believers, you find utterance. Hallelujah. You find altars among believers. Altars. Altars, false interpretation and prophecy. Altars. Is that what? Hallelujah. Altars gifts. But in this place also, they had got altars, they had revelation, and they had activities too. Hallelujah. Activities. But let's take a bit, let's take a chill on first of all the altars part. Hallelujah. Altars. Look at verses 33. Tell it to you. So therefore, being by the right hand of God, as what I was given the Father, the promise of the Spirit, he has sent forth that which ye now see and hear. Hallelujah. Meaning something, things were seen and things were heard. Things were seen and things were heard. So they had revelation. Hallelujah. And they had options here, like the woman said. Hallelujah. Things were seen. They saw divided tongues out of fire rest on them. Hallelujah. They had such experience. By the rushing mighty wind. I told you earlier, I've told you before. Not this year, not last year, I guess last year. I told you. Now when you see rushing mighty wind, do not take your mind to Hollywood, thinking the windows will just open and bring up. They could have such kind of experience, but that is not the experience they have. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. That rushing mighty wind was activity. Activities. Hallelujah. Activities. In Acts 4, the Bible says the place where they were shaking.
It didn't necessarily mean that the blocks or where they were began to shake from foundation. No! You got these activities. Hallelujah. Amen. Get me some chairs.
You want me to video this part? That you don't spoil what you do.
Now, imagine you begin to hear these chairs rattle together. And everyone went, what would you say? What's happening there? Right? So it will be said in writing. You can think about it. In writing, and you have activity, people are jumping, people are running. In writing, listen, a third person is writing that report. I need you to see what is happening there. They say the place was shaking. Hallelujah. It's not like the wall began to shake. The wall will collapse now. But it was activity. Activities that implied there was movement. Hallelujah. Wild movement. Hallelujah. When you hear the spirit get to move, you'll be moving through men. Hallelujah. True men. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. So, what are the activities we could have? What are the activities we could have that will be tied the Holy Ghost is upon them? What are the activities we could have that will make one say, these guys are full of the Holy Ghost? We've seen more, right? Words, tongues, interpretations. Right? Words, tongues, interpretations. Right? The gift of the Spirit. That's why in the Holy Ghost meeting, we say the gift of the Spirit are in full demonstration. The gift of the Spirit. The gift of the Spirit. First of all, the teaching of God's word is given first place. That's the definition of the Holy Ghost meeting. The gift of the Spirit, the teaching of God's word is given first place. The gift of the Spirit are in full demonstration. The name of everyone is known. And we all are full of joy. We all live through the door with joy. Hallelujah. So another activity we could have, aside the gift of the Spirit in demonstration, is, look at Acts 2, and it says, verse 2, I would say this is the first responder. That they came, a sound from heaven. The sound of heaven was not thunder. That's not it. A sound from heaven. Heaven is used from the Spirit, for the Spirit. Hallelujah. A sound from heaven. Did you hear that? A sound from heaven. As of a rushing mighty wind. A sound from heaven. And it filled the whole house. A sound from heaven. Heaven there is what? Supernatural. Right? Hallelujah. I showed you earlier. Supernatural. Typifies the supernatural. You know, the supernatural sound. Come on, woo! Sound from heaven. Not whistle blowing, there's a difference. Sound from heaven. Hallelujah! That looks like the place of the first responder, or one of them. Hallelujah! And that spell of the activity, everybody, there was an activity. They saw something. Appearance as a fire of all of them. Hallelujah! They were wild. Tongues and interpretation everywhere. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Those guys, they were like, are these guys drunk? Say, this is not, I think this is that which is spoken by the Father. We're not drunk, forget it. For we are full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. Woo! So we got a nice shout. Heavenly shout. Hallelujah. Woo! 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 Glory to God. Amen. Let's get a shout there. That's it. Let's get a shout there. Glory to God. Hallelujah! Glory, glory, glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen! Amen! Well, look at our 40 activities. You can have a drunk person and the person isn't talking. So he's drunk. How do you know he's drunk? They are words. Hallelujah! They are words. Shout! Ephesians 5. Let's see something else. Those words can come out in singing. Amen. Those words can come out in singing. You're just singing in the spirit. Hallelujah. Verse 19. 5:19. It says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Song from heaven. Song from heaven. Word. Song. Hallelujah. Song. Songs. Hallelujah. How do you do? Someone asked me about all of our songs, where is song? And someone asked me, is it you people's song? Someone said, how did he sing it? And then the song Star of the Moment. Because God is not there. How? How are you? Is it the spirit? How am I? Amen. You just sing in the spirit. Sing in the spirit. Some of us have sang so many songs that we didn't get to audio music, or we didn't get to. We don't need. See, the reason for songs is not for you to make money out of it. I've always wanted to. People want to make money. This song. And it's not quite a good singing ministry. This believer is a singing minister. Amen? Amen? This believer is a singing. In fact, man is a singing spirit. Say that I say. Man is a singing spirit. I said it in Kaduna, right? I said, man is a singing spirit. You cannot. My talent from God. It's not a talent from God. Leave yourself. Let's listen to this too. Hallelujah. So it just come out. It comes out in the spirit. And it's perfect. How did that? It just comes out. You say, he's full of the spirit. Hallelujah. He's full of the spirit. Sometimes those songs are prophecy. Those songs can give you direction. You don't know? Hallelujah. Because those songs are prophecy. It's songs and interpretation, but this time in songs. You added melody to your what? To your prophecy. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see something else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were here yesterday, but I decided to rush past it. For some reasons, because of today. Luke 10:17. And the 70 rejoined with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I beheld Satan fall out lightning from heaven. Behold, I see a powerful tread upon serpent and scorpion, and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Notwithstanding in this rejoice, Lord, that the spirit is subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. Why did they say it was in the spirit? Why did they say it was in the spirit? Did you see that? They saw something. They left, they heard something. But that means, when they did not rejoice, that word rejoice there is a composition of things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember I told you, what
this meeting is going to cause for you is to make you bolder in the work of the ministry, in the work of God. You know, you get back to your place, you get back to your location, and you'll be another man. Hallelujah. When you show up, when you show up, the power of God is higher. I know what I'm telling you about. Your ministry, your work will never remain the same again. Will never remain the same again. Hallelujah. 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 I guess anywhere I stop now, I stop. Time to go with God. Oh, I better have to take my part. Amen. Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. That word rejoice there is the word agamio. Agamio. Hallelujah. So they saw something. That word, I said, is a composition of words, of things. That word is active. It's not passive. Not Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. You're doing like this. No, it was active. Jesus rejoiced. Agamio means to jump. To live. Hallelujah. To live. To jump. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It actually means much limping. Much limping. Hallelujah. Much limping. Hallelujah. We just live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Are with me? This thing isn't making me flow. I'm thinking, will you further, will you not further?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So it means so much limping. Much limping. Woo! Hallelujah. Much limping. It involves to run. Run. So Jesus ran. They saw Jesus run. He ran and then he leaped. Hallelujah. 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 It's another word of God. Which means how a child tries to walk and looks as if he wants to fall. But it's not falling. Hallelujah. Amen. He stands like he's standing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what it is. To cheer your leg. In reckless abandonment. In reckless. That's what Jesus did. Jesus did that. Hallelujah. And they say he rejoiced in the Spirit. 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 He was no longer rejoicing and was boning. You cannot have joy and be boning and be frowning. There must be laughter. Laughter is an activity in the Spirit. Hallelujah. You cannot say, I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. I'm rejoicing. No! Joy comes with laughter. Hallelujah. Laughter is God's character. Joy is God's character. Zephaniah chapter 3, he said he will rejoice over you with singing. God is a singing God. God sings. Hallelujah. God rejoices. Hallelujah. God laughs. Psalm 2, he said, he that singeth in the heaven shall laugh. Hallelujah. Then he speaks about Denzel. He said, when the Lord shall turn again the captivity of the daughters of Zion. He said, well, again that dream. He said, there was our mouth filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Hallelujah. He said, there said them of the heathen. He said, the Lord has done great things for them. Hallelujah. May they saw that. They say, this activity can only be that God has done great things for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are not junking as they're supposed, brother. Hallelujah. These are not junking as they're supposed, brother. These are filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people don't know how to start this thing. Some people don't know how to start it.
There are no time you don't need to carry anything, you just need to let us away. I tell you that after the Proverbs chapter 2 was actually a quote, there's always the phrase of the first responder. First responder is the one first person and first responder. Sometimes, you know, some people have that mood.
Hallelujah.
So we can have such moves tonight. We can have such moves tonight. Hallelujah.